When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, that will be the last time that you hear my intro as Victoria Alario, because it is wedding week and I cannot believe it. Yes, I will be changing my last name, of course, after the wedding. So by the time that I come back, because I will be taking a little brief break after the wedding, I will be Victoria Percivali, which is really crazy. It really is crazy. I've built my entire career and my brand off of just myself, who I am. Like, legitimately, my entire career is just based on me being me. And so my name is my brand, basically. And my name is changing. My life is changing. My brand is changing. Just everything is changing, you know, because essentially, like, my work has really been sharing me, who I am throughout the seasons of my life, what I believe, what I am doing, what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling. And like, it is ever changing and ever evolving. And I am having a huge evolution this week because I will be a married woman by the end of this week. And that is so insane. That is truly so insane. And obviously, it's pretty crazy around here. This will probably be a quick episode. I really just wanted to get one out because, like I said, after the wedding, there is going to be a brief break, just a 2-week break, just because the wedding weekend, obviously, I'm not podcasting. And then the week after that is Columbus Day. So I'm going to be taking off for the holiday weekend in general. So it kind of worked out that way. So I'll be able to like decompress and gather my thoughts and get myself together. And then I'll be back with the wedding recap and all that. So I will be sharing everything. But right now I just like, I have a few minutes. So my office is a mess. There's like shit all over the place, but I'm like, let me just sit and talk with my girls for a minute. Let me get it out there. And yeah, I cannot believe it. I just had my rehearsal dinner this weekend. I know people do like all different things. I feel like traditionally and typically the rehearsal was always the night before the wedding, but we were never going to do the night before. No matter what, we weren't going to do the night before, because that to me, that is so chaotic. Like, that is crazy. So we were originally going to do 2 nights before. We were like, all right, we do it 2 days, you know, before, then we have a day to like gather ourselves together, then we have the wedding. But then we decided to just do it the weekend before, for not only our sake, but for everyone, because it's a long weekend for everyone. There's a lot going on. We have kids, you know, like ring bearers and flower girls, and so like their parents and like the whole thing. And it's just like, there's so many moving parts that like, that's a really crazy 48 hours, you know, to like have everyone do it right before. So we decided to spread it out and do the rehearsal dinner a week before. And I'm so glad that we did, because there was no sense of like rushing. All right, everybody, let's get home. We got to get to bed early. Like, so it felt nice. It felt like just like a totally separate type of party, you know, a very intimate, small celebration. The only people there were the people that actually needed to rehearse. I feel like sometimes people invite all family members and some close friends to their rehearsal, like just to be there. It's kind of like nowadays, I don't know if it's the same thing, but like when people have like a destination wedding, I feel like it's also kind of like a welcome dinner. You know what I mean? Like, and they just like have people there, but we kept it super, super intimate. And only the people that actually needed to rehearse something were there. So it was really, really nice. So I have a maid and a matron of honor. So I have two. And then my fiance has a best man, but then he also has his best friend. So the best friend is not the best man, but like he's just as close to him. Like he's practically like a brother. So what we did was we had the best friend, Joe's best friend, and my maid of honor do the speeches at the rehearsal dinner. And then at the wedding, the speeches will be by the best man and my matron of honor. So that's how we broke it up. And it was really nice because they gave such nice speeches. It's really nice to hear, because like you really learn like how much of like a words of affirmation person you are through receiving it. You know what I mean? And so I always love all the love languages, but when I hear my loved ones speaking about me, speaking about my relationship, you know, my fiance, whatever, like just talking about us and like hearing the way they perceive us and hearing their affirmations toward us, hearing the way that they think about us, the way they feel about us, like hearing the things that they say. Oh my God, like that is like the key to my heart. It really, really gets me. I've been so emotional. Like I have not stopped crying. Oh, talk about, let me grab this. Talk about words of affirmation. At the rehearsal dinner, I was gifted a book of letters to the bride, and it is so, so, so beautiful. I believe my cousins, my maid and matron of honor, are the ones who put it together, but they like had my mom, my grandma, my aunt, my mother-in-law, and then all my friends participate and like write letters as well. If you're looking on the screen, I'm holding it up right now. They made it so pretty, a Letters to the Bride book, and it is filled with these gorgeous letters. Beautiful. I'm not going to like read them, but I'm just going to, you know, just show you. First of all, is my mom good for words of affirmation or what? Look at all of the words that she wrote and the pictures. And then we have my grandma's letter. I mean, just so beautiful. This one was from my cousin. I'm just going to quickly go through it. Oh, this one was also my other cousin, just so that you guys can see, because this is something so special. And if you are in your bridal era or entering your bridal era, and if you don't know if people are going to do this for you, I suggest that you ask, because I mean, I didn't know if anyone was going to do this for me, and I didn't ask either, but I'm so happy that they did. So if you're like, I don't know if like my family would know about this type of thing, wait, look at all the pictures that my friend Jenna put. She literally put all of these super cute pictures of us. It is so cute. I would tell them. But my friends knew like this vibe because we've done this for all of my friends. So my friend Amanda that she was on the podcast when I did like my best friend's wedding featuring Amanda. We did the letters of the bride to her. We gave them to her at the bridal shower. And then my friend Jenna, who I just passed, who I will be interviewing her when we have her wedding, we gave her a Letters to the Bride book at her shower. So I know that like my friends know about this because like we've done it for them. So I kind of like assumed that it would be done for me too, but you know, you never know. I just hoped, but look at how freaking cute. They're like the arts and crafts girls, like so good. Oh, this one is like so creative, like sealed in there. I had to like open it myself. It's top secret, but yeah. How amazing is this? So I highly recommend doing this for your friends that are in their bridal era, your siblings, anybody. If you have someone that you're close to, that you're a bridesmaid or whatever, make a Letters to the Bride book. They gave this to me at the rehearsal dinner, but I read it yesterday morning when I like woke up after, because obviously I wasn't going to read all that at the party. I was laying in bed sobbing, legit sobbing. Like, I could not contain it. Like, everything was just like, I, like I said, I'm so emotional, but everything was just so special. And it's not every day that like you tell the people that you love why you love them. You know what I mean? And so, yes, of course, like spreading kindness and, you know, just being kind and always telling like your friends and family, like, I love you. Like, yes, that's great. And that's important. But like, we don't do enough of like, here's why I think you're great. You know, here's why I love you. Here's why we're friends all these years. Here are my favorite things about you. Here are my favorite memories that I've made with you. Here's why you're so special to me. Like, getting that descriptive, you know, those descriptive kind of things written about you, like, oh my goodness. Like, it is just so amazing. And so, yeah, the rehearsal was so special. It was so nice, from the speeches to the letters. I can't wait to hear the speeches at the wedding. My dad is doing the welcome speech, like the opening toast thing. And you know what? I'm a little nervous. I'm nervous because I've never seen my dad get so emotional and worked up. And like at the rehearsal dinner, he was going through it. Like, he's like, I can't believe it's here. Like, before the dinner at the rehearsal, because we had the rehearsal at the church first, like we did the rehearsal of the ceremony. And so they were rehearsing everybody walking down the aisle. And like me and my dad were like over in the corner, you know, waiting for our turn before we go out. And he was a lot of people our age, I should say, that have parents around the same age, 60s, 70s, even 80s, like just like the older generation, they are not as, you know what I mean? Like, they're not as emotional. They're a little bit more just like, I don't know, like it's not so lovey-dovey, whatever, like, I don't know how to explain it. Not to say that we're not a loving family, but like we're not so like emotional and stuff like with each other, unless it's like, you know, a really big deal. So you kind of, you know, when so many years go by, when there's nothing to really be so emotional about, you're not really going through anything, dealing with anything, celebrating anything. It's just like the typical whatever. You don't see that side, you know, of your parents. So I've never seen that side of my dad being like, holy shit, like this is real, and like being emotional and like just hugging me and being so like present and like anxious, you know, but in a good way of just like, oh my God, this is nerve-wracking. He's like, I'm going to cry. Like, me and my dad might both be crying walking down the aisle. I really don't know what's going to happen, because I've been a wreck. So yeah, that was really special. But he's doing the opening welcome speech at the wedding. So I'm curious to see how that's going to go. I can't wait to hear my matron of honor speech and the best man speech. Like, I just can't wait to hear what they say. And I feel like Joe's best friend and my cousin at the rehearsal dinner, like, got me like, okay, yeah, this is happening. You know what I mean? Like, after hearing theirs, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, keep the speeches coming. Like, I want to hear more speeches. I'm excited about that. I recently just talked on the show about wanting to try some gummies, and guess what I found? Organic, farm-grown, never lab-made, ultra-premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. I have a Bliss gummy during the daytime for a clean, simple boost when I need clear focus, and a Snoozers gummy when it's time to wind down and actually end the day. The philosophy is simple. Great ingredients, real botanicals, nothing extra. It feels clean and intentional, and it fits right into my schedule. You've got to see for yourself. Grab 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code FORTHEGIRLS. That's secretnature.com, code FORTHEGIRLS.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower. The good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Okay, girls, I got a question for you all to think about. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out, because I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine how different your life would be if you had the tools to stop settling, to start raising your standards, and to start getting everything you want in life. And guess what? You can get all the tools through my Queens of Confidence coaching program. It's a self-paced, 8-module digital program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts and worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program too. Topics of the Queens of Confidence program include external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and yes, more. You can get instant access to the entire program right now, and best of all, you can watch and learn at your own pace because your access is granted forever. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's the best investment I've ever made into myself. Vic is the best person to learn from. She's a true expert when it comes to confidence. Worth every penny." And I've taken a couple of courses where they sound rehearsed or just repeat the same cookie cutter things. Your course is the complete opposite, and your everyday examples really drive your points home. So girls, it's your time. Invest in yourself, you're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you for changing your life for the better. Head to victoriaalario.com or click the link in the show notes and get the Queens of Confidence program now.
I have to say, like, one thing that's, like, I would say a huge tip, and I'm sure when, like, the wedding recap episode comes out, I'm going to say it again. So, like, I hate to be so redundant, but, like, I just need to say this because I don't think enough people know, like, get a day of coordinator. I don't even care if you're not engaged right now. Make a mental note that when your time comes, you need a day of coordinator for your wedding. I was not sure if I was going to get one. Like, I kind of liked the idea of it. I know that they've been a little bit more up and coming. And then, like, my friends had them and they were like, oh my God, they were amazing, whatever. So I did hire one. And why they're called a day of coordinator, I don't know, because they're not a day of coordinator. Like, they're just a wedding coordinator, like the entirety of it. Like, it's not for the day. Like, I hired my day of coordinator 7 months out from my wedding, and she has been doing things for me on a weekly basis for those 7 months. And then, yes, when the day comes, she's going to be there. So, like, sure, she's coordinating that day, but that title is not enough for how much work she actually has done. She's done admin. She's done my emails. She helps me with talking to all of my vendors, doing all the logistics. She did the timeline for the wedding, every single detail. There's a big difference between a planner and a coordinator. So don't think that she's an event planner, because she's not. She did not plan my event. However, when there were a few things that I, like, needed help on, when I was, like, looking for a couple of vendors and seeking recommendations, she certainly had recommendations for me. No, she doesn't, like, book them for me and tell them what, you know, things like that. I do that, but she did all the logistics of, like, the admin. And once I booked, like, she was handling all the email. She was handling all the final invoices and getting the timeline ready of when they're going to start and what they're going to do. Like, just so much. Like, it's like having an assistant for your wedding. Let's put it that way. That might not be the best word, because I feel like, no, I'm a coordinator, not an assistant, you know, like, that's how I would feel. But, like, It's literally like having your own personal assistant for your wedding. And the price, like, she needs to charge more. It is so cheap. It is the lowest investment I made into my wedding vendors, yet the highest value out of all my vendors. So put it that way. I think it's like robbery, like how cheap she is and how much she does. It's crazy, like absolutely crazy. So, and of course I'm going to tag her. I'm going to tag all my vendors and everything. So you'll be able to, you know, hire and, you know, use whatever. After the wedding, I'll be sharing all that. But like, I just have to say it, because if your wedding is coming up and you don't have one, book one. If your wedding, if you're newly engaged and planning a wedding, make sure that you get a wedding day of coordinator. And if you're not even engaged yet, make sure that that's one of your like must have vendors when your time comes. Because she came to my rehearsal. She was there through everything. She like just anything, like I can't even put into words, anything that like I need to know, she knows first. And she knows it 10 times more, because I'll like forget. I have a million things going on. I'm frantic. So she has all her binder and her notes and all the things. And she's just absolutely amazing. I feel like that type of role is someone who can alleviate so much stress. If you're someone who stresses out, if you get really anxious, like having someone that you could just text, like there's no hours, like it's just, I text her. Like if I have a question, and listen, it's not to say that she gets back to me in that instant every time. Sometimes it's like, hey, I have a few calls, you know, coming up right now. I'll get back to you later, because the sky is not falling, right? Nothing is an emergency. Nothing is that urgent. She can get back to me later. You know, whatever the case is. And she just gets back to me and it's just like, oh, okay. Like alleviates whatever the stress is, whatever I was trying to deal with, whatever I was trying to figure out. You know, I have her to rely on to just like answer my question and to help me. And it, I think for some people could be a really big relief to have someone like that. Like I said, it's like literally having your own personal assistant. But speaking of the stress, I just put out a TikTok video talking about how people keep saying to me, like, are you so stressed? Oh my gosh. Like, I bet you can't wait for it to all be over. Which that I can't stand when people are like, I bet you can't wait for it to all be over. Like, I can't wait for it to begin. Like, all this planning and you think I can't wait for it to be over? I'm like, gonna be sad when it's over. Like, all this was not for me to like be excited for the end. This is for me to be excited for it to start and to go through it. Like, let me appreciate it. Let me be present with it. Let me sit with it before it ends. Like, I don't know why people try to like rush through it. Like, that's the last thing I want. The last thing I want is to rush. So no, my mindset is not in the place of like, I can't wait for it to be over. I can't relate to that. But my mindset, like in general, is like, I just have not been stressed, because one, I feel like at the end of the day, like it is a party. And yes, it's like a huge deal. And of course, it's so important and all that. But like, it is a party. So it's not like a life or death situation to like be scared about and anxious about. Like, all you want is to have so much fun and for everyone to have fun and for the food to be good and the music to be good. You know, it's like, it, to me, I'm not really stressed about it. But what I just said in my TikTok was like, you know, I also have had this feeling of like, it being a privilege to be stressed and to be overwhelmed by like all the things that need to be done. Because think about it. These are the things that you once dreamt of. These were the things that you prayed for, that you hoped would be your reality, but you never knew. You never knew if you were going to meet the one. You never knew if you were going to have your dream wedding. So now it's like, you know, all of us girls dream about the day that we get to be a bride and we get to feel like a princess and we get to have the dream wedding. And then that day comes and there are so many tasks that need to be done. There's so many things that need to be booked and vendors that need to be planned and all of these things and all the final logistics. And it could be overwhelming. But isn't this everything you wanted? How are you now going to turn around and feel negatively toward it and feel like, oh my God, like this is too much. This is too overwhelming. This is too stressful. My mindset is it is a privilege to be stressed or to be overwhelmed by the things that you once dreamed about becoming a reality actually being your reality. Getting married was my dream. Finding this man was my dream. Having this wedding was my dream. Now it's my reality. And sure, there's some logistics that need to be finished and loose ends that need to be tied up. And it can be overwhelming when you have multiple things to do all at once. But what a privilege to be overwhelmed by these things, because I'm literally living out my dream. What a privilege to be stressed by the thing I once dreamed about happening for me. How could I possibly wish it away so quickly and say, oh, I can't wait for it to all be over, when I dreamed about this since I was a child? I dreamed about this throughout my entire life. And now a little stress is going to make me wish it away? I'm not scared. I can't wait for it to begin. I can't wait for all of this to, you know, be in front of me, to be living it, to be in it, in that moment. And there are so many different examples that can go with that mindset. Cause I, like I said, in that TikTok video, I was like, think about if you like started a business, you know, and you dreamed of launching this business. And at one point it was just an idea and now it's your reality. And let's say you sold out of a product, you know, and people online are mad because they tried to get that product and they joined the wait list and they were on the pre-sale line and they were trying to get on, but then the website glitched because too many people were on and then it sold out and they couldn't get it. And yeah, sure, that's a stressful situation, but what a privilege to be in that situation at all. This is a good problem to have. This is good stress to have. It is good to be overwhelmed by the things that you once dreamed of having, because now you have it. Now it's your reality. Now it's not a dream anymore. Now it is your real life. And while it may be stressful and overwhelming at times, you must acknowledge that it is a privilege to be. It is a privilege to be stressed, and it is a privilege to be overwhelmed by the things that you never knew you would actually have in life. And now you have them. And I feel like that mindset has allowed me to not let this wedding stress me out, make me crazy. I have been talking online about how I'm going to try WISP, W-I-S-P. It's like they have a few different products, but the one in particular that I'm trying from them is the period delay pill, because I'm supposed to be getting my period on my wedding. And because I'd be getting it on my wedding, that also means I'd be getting it on my honeymoon, because we're going a month later. And so it's like, that would be my luck, right? To get my period on my wedding day. And then of course, a month later, on my honeymoon. So I'm trying out WISP, which is, like I said, the period delay, you know, pill. And when I made a TikTok saying that I was going to have my period on my wedding day, the comments were all like, trust me, girl, you probably won't, because you're going to be so stressed out. My period was 2 weeks late because I was so stressed, and all the stress pushed back my period, and I was supposed to have it that week, but I ended up not even getting it that month from all the stress. Can't relate, guys. I'm sorry. I'm not stressed. I'm not that stressed. Yeah, there's a lot to be done and it could be overwhelming, but like, I'm fine. I sound like Ross. I'm fine from Friends. I am though. Like, it's true. Like, I'm fine. Like, I can't fake it. I cannot pretend that I'm with you. I cannot sit here and pretend like, I know, right? Like, I'm so stressed. Like, no, my period is definitely going to be on time. Like, I'm just fine. I'm excited. I can't wait. And I feel like I'm happy and I'm eating, because that's the other thing. Because I've been working out. I've been doing Pilates every single day. Every single day. I'm going to be doing it every single day up until the day before the wedding. Because then I'm going to be getting a spray tan. And so I'm not going to work out and sweat after my spray tan. So I'm going to be working out every single day, you know, leading up to the day before the wedding. And people were like, don't even worry about it. You're not even going to eat the week of your wedding. You're going to be so stressed that you're not going to eat. You're going to lose 10 pounds. I lost 7 pounds in 5 days before the wedding, because I wasn't eating. Guys, I can't not eat. Your girl is still eating. I'm eating. I'm sleeping. I'm happy. I'm feeling good. I'm like, My period's going to be on time, which means it's going to be at the wedding. I'm not losing any weight because we went out for Chinese food last night and I think we ordered the whole damn menu a direct week before the wedding when we're supposed to be quote unquote dieting. So I'm not there. I'm sorry. I can't, I would love to like join the crowd and tell everybody about how my period was 3 weeks late and I lost 17 pounds because, you know, I was so stressed, but I'm simply not. I'm just simply so excited. So that's really it. This is how I'm feeling the week of. Those are my thoughts on my mind at the moment. And I can't wait to share everything. There's going to be so much content. So trust me, you will be seeing it all. And these are my last words before the big day. Not that I had too much to say, but this is where my brain is at the moment. I'm not really thinking about anything else. I am staring at all of the things that I have to bring to my venue this week because I have like all, like not to say DIY, but like just like the things that I'm bringing for the wedding. And I'm going to be making my trip up to the venue, up to that area a couple times this week. I have some things to do. So it's going to be a busy one. You might not hear from me that much online, but I will be doing my absolute best. So that is all that we have for today. I cannot wait to talk with you girls again. I cannot wait for you girls to see everything on socials this weekend. I'll be sharing everything on Instagram and TikTok, of course. And then I will be back on the podcast in 2 weeks. So thank you girls so much for listening. Until next time, when I have a new last name.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.